City officials have high hopes for Milwaukee's Harbor District. They envision 1,000 acres south of downtown transformed from forbidding and in some parts barren to a place where people recreate, live, and work. The single largest parcel sits on East Greenfield Avenue, near UWM's School of Freshwater Sciences. But first, the long-abandoned Solvay Coke and Gas Company must undergo an intensive environmental cleanup. The work is underway, but neighbors are concerned about possible health impacts. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz has the story.
UWM's School of Freshwater Sciences is just a three-minute stroll east of the Solvay cleanup site. It's a facility where scientists and students puzzle out solutions to myriad water challenges facing the region and the world. In recent years, a $53 million infusion expanded the school's classrooms and labs. PhD student Nicholas Nemeth was busy in one of those labs a few weeks ago when he said he began to feel sick.
We had smelled a mothball smell for at least maybe a month, but the time when it was strong enough to actually impact me was on the 16th of July, that it had enough of an effect that I felt sick.
Nemeth says he was lightheaded and nauseated.
And eventually, once I got out of the exposure, a headache that lasted until the next day.
Others at the school reported similar symptoms. The odor is caused by naphthalene. It's a contaminant and a remnant of the coke production that took place down the street. For decades, until 1983, the heavy industrialized site produced coke. It's a fuel created by heating coal at high temperatures in an airtight oven. There's more to the process, of course. Over the years, coal tar leaked from tanks and equipment and permeated the ground below. The cleanup includes stabilizing the coal tar. It contains a lot of naphthalene. Nemeth works with School of Freshwater Sciences scientist Rebecca Clapper. She says because the school is near the Jones Island Wastewater Treatment Facility, everyone's used to nuisance smells. But this is different.
There was a day a couple weeks ago, I was in my office and I thought my computer was on fire. And so I shut down everything in my office, and then I started hearing other people coming out in the hallway, other faculty, saying, "Do you smell something?" But then I started realizing that it was coming from outside and down the street.
Clapper is worried about her colleagues, students, and their research.
It's probably impacting our experiments, too, and the animals in the building. And so, and you can't move them. You know, they're in tanks of water. I don't know where we would move our experiments.
Clapper contacted the EPA. The federal agency responded immediately, holding meetings with city and state officials and the contractor doing the cleanup.
That's encouraging. It's just, you know, we haven't really been given an idea of what solutions are going to be put in place. Mm-hmm. So that's making people uneasy, and the fact that we continue to smell the emissions from the site. I've talked to other folks that do environmental cleanups like this, and they do it in cold weather so that you don't have this huge, you know, vaporizing of chemicals going into the air and disturbing people that are in the area.
Bob Greco says there's no good time for the work. He's director of environmental air quality and projects with We Energies. The utility bought the Solvay property in 2017 and is responsible for its cleanup.
Winter, the equipment freezes up, and it's a very water-intensive process. We're mixing slurry with cement and water and pumping that like 1,000 feet across the site in fire hoses, basically.
Greco says by injecting cement and slurry into coal tar, what he describes as the primary contaminant of concern on the site.
It sort of freezes it in place so that it won't leach into water and it won't go anywhere anymore.
In the process, naphthalene is released. But Greco says it's not at levels harmful to human health. He says he's confident of that because of comprehensive air monitoring, starting with each crew member at the work site.
They wear personal air monitors. The work site itself has monitors. And then the site has 8 perimeter monitors around the edge that are looking at what's leaving the site.
Greco says depending on which way the wind is blowing, people inside the School of Freshwater Sciences might pick up what he acknowledges is an unpleasant odor. But, he repeats,
there's no health effects from the data that we have at the site.
Nevertheless, Greco says We Energies wants to allay concerns among people at the school. One measure might be putting filters on the school's air intakes.
Because charcoal filters will take out VOCs.
VOC stands for volatile organic compounds, gases that are emitted into the air. In this case, during the contamination site cleanup, Greco is adding measures there, too.
We're adding, I'll just say, generic odor control at the site as early as tomorrow, some misting systems to knock down some of the odor also.
PhD student Nicholas Nemeth, who was one of the people at the School of Freshwater Sciences who said the odor made him sick, wonders if additional steps should be taken. He's been doing a lot of research since his personal experience with naphthalene. He read about a Superfund cleanup project in New Jersey. After months of public outcry, a tent was recently erected over the site to reduce emissions into the air. Nemeth says for the time being, he'll be keeping a close watch on which way the wind is blowing. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.